Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 6, we finished verses 1 through 8. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with Hebrews chapter 6, verses 9 through 12 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we continue our study in the book of Hebrews. We're in chapter 6. We cut off last time at verse 8. And today, we will start with verse 9 and go on through the rest of the chapter over these next several days. Let me encourage you to go to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's CentralBaptistOcala.org. We have on there a DVD or a video of our church, and you can click onto it if you have sound with your computer. And you can listen as I speak, and you can see me there, and we'll be talking about the ministry there. And you'd like to know a little bit more about Central Baptist Church with its various activities and ministries, missions, Sunday school, and other things, then let me encourage you to go there and look at that. Now, if you're not on Eastern Standard Time, you can watch us in live streaming video as well as audio at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and 7:30 on Wednesday evening. Now, again, I want to make sure you understand that 11 o'clock on Sunday, 6 o'clock on Sunday, and 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night, that is talking about Eastern Standard Time. So I hope that you will go there if you're not in church at those times, if you're in a different time zone, and you will just enjoy the church services with us. I know that you'll be glad you did. And I know also that by the time that you listen to this, I am recording this in the month of March of 2011. And whenever you hear this message, that's how long ago it was recorded. But by that time, you'll be able to see all these things. And I hope that you will come and be a part of our ministry through the internet if you're unable to come and visit Ocala, Florida. Also, email us. We'd love to hear from our listeners. We like your Bible questions as well as your various comments that you make. And then we also want to say, if you don't have internet and you're listening by radio, then make sure that you get our physical address down as it's given at the end of each day's broadcast, and you write us. We love hearing from our listeners. Well, if you have your Bibles ready, we're back now in Hebrews chapter 6. Now, last time, we saw the need for foundational growth in verses 1 through 8. And now, we're going to look at faithful goodness in verses 9 through 12. Now, these verses will show us love in verses 9 and 10, hope in verse 11, and faith in verse 12. Now, doesn't that remind you of another passage of Scripture? 1 Corinthians 13:13, now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And of course, charity there is the Greek word agape, the highest form of love. It's a love that is only God can love, and the only way we have that love is when we allow God to love through us and direct our hearts and our lives. And so I hope that you will get much from that, because the word here for love in our text also looks at agape. So let's look at love here in verses 9 and 10. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Now he says in this passage that we're convinced of better things about you. Well, what does he mean by that? Persuaded to better things of you. Well, remember those things in verses 4 through 6? Those who were once enlightened, they tasted of the heavenly gift, were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, they tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, fell away. They had all that opportunity and went away from it. He says, well, we're convinced of better things about you than that. And then we see the things that accompany salvation, and that was in verses 7 and 8. Where we saw the earth that drinketh in the rain that comes oft upon it, brings forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiving blessing from God. But then we saw that the same earth also can bear thorns and briars, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. And so we see, we want the things that accompany salvation, that produces fruit, that which honors God, not the briars of sin and failure that this life has so much. And he says, though we thus speak, and of course, that is the warnings from chapter 5, verse 11, through chapter 6, verse 8. Now, so he says, better things that accompany salvation. This is showing us these believers embracing the Lord through surrendering to him unreservedly, willingly submitting to his authority in all things. Now, my friend, let me ask you that. Have you surrendered to the authority of God in all things? You say, yeah, well, God wants me to do it, I'll do it. Well, let me put it this way. Do you just jump into something, or do you really seek God's word to see if it's his will? You know, here's the family getting ready to go on a vacation. You promised them that you're going to go to some very special place. Now, here in the United States, a lot of people like to go to Disney World. And so you can imagine the family said, hey, we've got a chance to go to Disney World, and things are taken care of and all that, but you never really sought God about it. So you pray, well, Lord, should we go to Disney? And Lord, impress on your heart, no, you shouldn't go. Now you're faced with a decision. Is he all in all? Have you surrendered all to him? Sometimes it's about changing jobs. You get an opportunity, and it's one of those great opportunities. Boy, I make a whole lot more money than I'm making now. I remember Dr. Lee Robertson, who's with the Lord, telling the story of a gentleman that was in his church and come up at the conclusion of church service and said, Pastor, I'm getting ready to move to another place, to another city, and just want to thank you. Got saved here and so forth, and now I'm going up to this new place, start a new job. And Dr. Robertson asked him, said, well, have you prayed about this? The guy says, what do you mean? It's a promotion. It's a lot more pay. It's all things that I've always wanted. It's so much better. Dr. Robertson says, you need to go home and pray about it first. Well, the man went home and prayed about it. God wouldn't give him any peace about it. And so the man came back and he told Dr. Robertson, I'm staying. I told the folks I'm turning down the job. I'm staying where I am. What is so interesting about that? A year later, the place that had called him to come folded. He would have been without a job. And so God was looking forward and looking ahead, seeing what that man could not see in the present. He could see down the road. And that is being surrendered in all things. Now, he could have gone on down there, or that business could have gone on and prospered greatly. But even if the business prospers, if he's out of the will of God, he is a miserable and a poor man spiritually. So his authority must be in all things in our life. So he is now looking in this verse at the fruit that we saw in verse 7 that accompanies salvation as we bear fruit for him. as we see in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation, in other words. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now, they had been publicly baptized and separated from their old Judaism. The danger now is beginning to drift and not seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Many of the things that have perhaps a secondary reference to the old Judaism are those things that one may try to incorporate into their Christianity, just like people today try to incorporate the lifestyles of their culture into their Christianity. And they incorporate to the Christianity, put the Lord's name to it, may even put some Bible verses to it. But really, the truth is they're trying to justify their fleshly desires. And let me just say this by way of warning. Watch for the preacher who tries to make preaching and service as fleshly as can be, or as to look like the world as much as possible. And his preaching becomes more psychology, a more counseling type preaching than it is doctrine and teaching. Get away from that preacher. That is why we have this book, the Bible. It tells us for that for which we should seek from God. And what we seek from God is always in His Word. And remember this, the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. Psalms 145 and verse 17. You say, Pastor Andy, are you preaching against preachers? Is there some preacher you're wanting to hear this message today? No, I don't know if any preachers listen to this message or not, to be honest with you. But what I am saying is this. When I preach, a lot of times I might point out something that is wrong that people do, that maybe people in the pew do. The purpose is not to attack those people at all. And if those people are hardened and continuing those things, it's still not the purpose to attack them. No, the purpose is those people around them, to equip them so they're not taken in by the deception of those people. And that's what I'm doing here, is trying to keep you from being deceived by preachers who would act in this matter. And we don't want you to be deceived, my friend. We want you to know the truth and to abide in the truth. And I hope that you will, and I hope that you understand that from us. So, we again see here, the context leaves no doubt that we are now speaking of saved people. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.